Jerry Bader Show, 925. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Discussing the results yesterday of primary elections around the country, most notably Mitch McConnell in Kentucky pushing back a Tea Party primary challenger. I believe what won yesterday was the notion that it's silly, and some of the national talk show hosts are guilty of this, of to demonize John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor as being no different from Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. That there is no difference at all between the Democratic and Republican parties. I think that notion lost yesterday. I do not think that means it's the death of the Tea Party. Ray on the road. Ray, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'd like to make 3 points quick, if I can.
Go ahead.
One, I agree with you. I think the Tea Party is maturing. Two, I think that it's necessary, win, lose, or draw, to put pressure on the leadership to get their attention. And three, the most important thing is that the Tea Party is building a farm team. They've got a lot of people elected to city, county, and state offices all the way through Wisconsin and the nation, and this really bodes well for the future.
Okay, I think that last part, Ray, is critically important, and I think what you just talked about, I think, is the real grassroots part of the Tea Party movement, and that they are building from the bottom up. That's the way any legitimate grassroots movement has to be built, and I think in some ways there are almost two Tea Parties, Ray, in that regard.
You're probably right, but it's still happening, and I feel very happy about this.
No, I know that the media narrative here. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. The media narrative here is what happened yesterday means the Tea Party has been. What are some of the words I've seen? Tamed, defanged, defeated, dead. None of the above. And if you don't think that's true, I'll tell you right now, assuming they take the Senate and grow the House, and assuming here in Wisconsin they retain the Senate and the Assembly and the governor's office, and I'm pretty confident of all three. I'm very confident about the last one, probably more confident than I should be. Conservative voters are going to expect results. So if the establishment Republican Party at any level is misreading this as an endorsement of business as usual for the establishment Republican Party, I think they're wrong. Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, you know, in some ways you're right, but you got to remember right now the Tea Party is trying to unseat incumbents, which is basically impossible.
So they did it in 2012.
That's really tough.
They did it in 2012, and they did it with lousy candidates. I'm arguing they've learned their lesson on that.
Yeah, and you keep saying, well, we need guys who can win. I can remember a certain Tommy Thompson who was the only guy who could win. Well, now we got Tammy Baldwin as a senator in the state of Wisconsin. So it goes both ways as far as that goes. The Tea Party definitely, I think you're going to see the Tea Party moniker is going to fade away because people are decided they're going to be called constitutionalists, things like that.
Racist.
Because the Tea Party moniker has been really hammered over the last couple of years.
Jim, I'm tight on time, but that's an excellent point, and that's another thing. And that's why so few people identify with the name. But I still think a lot of people identify with the spirit of it. And yes, it has been vilified almost like Obamacare, except that should be. But yeah, that's a good point, too. 929.